The station that makes you hate all stations. WESN, Epic Strategies Network.
Hey, does anybody want coffee? Who wants coffee? I just made a fresh pot of coffee. Does anybody want coffee? Who wants coffee? Does anybody want coffee? Who wants coffee?
What the fuck is going on, man?
You want coffee? I just made coffee. Does anybody want coffee? Who wants coffee? Buddy, do you want coffee? Do you want coffee? I just made coffee. Who wants coffee? Does anybody want coffee? 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 Do you want coffee? Who wants coffee? Does anybody want? I just made a fresh pot of coffee. Does anybody want coffee?
Having conversations about society, one cup at a time. Coffee with R.W. Pour yourself a cup and join us.
Oh boy. Yes. Good morning, everybody. I gotta lower the music for this. Thank you, everybody. If you guys caught my TikTok, you guys know that I'm sick. Kind of messed up my voice. Thanks, everybody. What's up, Rena? What is going on, everybody? Thank you for joining. This is Coffee with RW. I'm a little under the weather, as you can already hear. What's going on, Linga? What's going on, Brina? I hope you guys are doing well. You got the vid? I don't know, man. Maybe. Who knows? I think I got laryngitis or something. I don't know. My brother had it about a week ago, so I guess he passed it on to me. It's a damn shame. So I'm going to try and make the best of it. I can't really talk that much, so I got a lot of clips to go through. This should help me ease through the episode. But thanks, everybody, for listening. Appreciate it. And if you guys haven't started your podcast, what are you waiting for? Use Podbean as your podcasting host. All right, download the app. Create your account using my affiliate link, www.podbean.com/getcoffee. Get coffee, yes. Thank you for sharing the show. I appreciate it. So I watched a little documentary called Plandemic. I posted it in my Discord in the morning live section. So, of course, I'm going to be playing clips from that documentary. And also, I got a clip from there's a protest in Toronto, Canada. They were having a pro-communism protest where these guys are saying, you know, that we should lift the embargo of Cuba. And apparently they were for communism. And there was a gentleman there who was from Cuba, obviously, yelling out to everybody the opposite, like, what are you guys doing? I retweeted it on my Twitter. So here's the clip. I hope this is the right clip. Hold on. Give me a minute.
We're ready.
A vaccine, but a vaccine.
That's not it. Hold on. Here we go. This is the guy in Toronto. Cuban guy. You can tell by the voice.
We've no claim other than going into the street to ask for rights and freedom. You have no morals. In fact, you have no place in this country. Go to Cuba. Go to live there under the dictatorship so you know what is being oppressed by a tyranny. No more, no more rights. You have no rights. Cuba, the Cuba of the Hill, yes, has an embargo in freedom and democracy. The reality is that the Cuban government has an embargo. Yes, it does have an embargo in freedom and democracy. And you have no moral right to be here taking our rights that you enjoy in this country. You have no moral authority. You have no one. Go to live in Cuba, where you cannot exercise your freedom of speech. That thing, what you are doing, is penalized with jail. You have no moral authority. That's hypocrisy. That's hypocrisy. That what you are doing there is denied to the Cuban people. How come you come here? How dare you come here to talk about what? What are you defending? What are you defending?
What are you defending? Why are you defending communism? It's pretty sickening. A lot of people don't understand what they're protesting for or against. Excuse me. Yeah, man. Maybe I got the vid. I don't know. I hope not. I doubt it. But then again, fuck it. If I got it, I'm still here, bitches. What? More natural immunity, more. You sound like ass crack. Yes, I do, Shadow. Thank you very much. Okay. Let me see if I can find this other clip. There's another clip from Bill Maher. If you guys... If you guys haven't heard, Bill Maher has been somewhat outspoken against the administration, the current administration. So this is Bill Maher talking away about the real data and the Democrats.
We're ready to be done. We're ready to be done with this, but we're not done until the world is safe, and we're not safe as a world until the world's vaccinated.
Except the world recognizes natural immunity. We don't, because everything in this country has to go through the pharmaceutical companies. Natural immunity is the best kind of immunity. We shouldn't fire people who have natural immunity because they don't get the vaccine. We should hire them. Yes?
If someone tested having antibodies.
Well, sure. Okay. But you know, people who've had it, I've had it.
Right.
You know, I mean, I shouldn't be tested anymore. I had the vaccine.
If someone's willing to be a fireman, if someone's willing to be a policeman, if someone's willing to go into a burning building and says, I'm just not that afraid of COVID and I don't want to take the vaccine, that should be enough. He shouldn't be losing his job. He shouldn't be furloughed without pay. The guy that saves lives because he doesn't want to take a vaccine. It's ridiculous.
And just a little messaging. I mean, I see it all the time. I saw it driving in today. People outside alone walking with a mask. It's so stupid. It's an amulet.
Yes.
You know, yes. A charm people wear around neck,
yes.
Just ward away evil
exactly.
Spirits. It means nothing. I mean, can't we get people to understand the facts more? I mean, listen to this. For unvaccinated hospitalization risk, 41% of Democrats thought it was over 50%. Unvaccinated, I don't have that. Hospitalization rate for the vaccinated is actually 0.01%. And the rate for the unvaccinated is 0.89%. So in both cases, the correct answer is less than 1%. They thought it was over 50. How do people, especially of one party, get such a bad idea? Where did that come from?
So here's the good news. We've got safe, effective vaccines that have saved millions and millions of lives. Here's the bad news. 700,000 Americans have died. Hundreds of thousands of them.
All right, so he's pretty much what's going on, fair use. You know, did anybody ever see that movie, Independence Day? The first one? Yeah, I know, fair use, I know. That first Independence Day, the guy, I gotta call my mother. I gotta call my lawyer. Ooh, screw my lawyer. I forgot the guy's name. It was pretty funny. Yeah. So, I'm still a little under the weather. Bite your tongue, sir. I sip coffee first. Then I sip tea. No, I'm just kidding. Yeah, I need to make some tea, man. I gotta drink some tea. I'm just drinking DayQuil right now. Some Vicks, you know. Vicks helps everything, according to Spanish moms all across America. So let's get into the nooks and crannies of the episode, because this is what's going to help me save my voice. I watched the documentary Plandemic. I put it in the Discord server, and it's going to be a link, excuse me, a link to the video in the description of the podcast. But of course, I picked out, you know, some of the good clips to play. But I do, excuse me, I do recommend everybody watch it and give it a good once over, twice over. I think it's worth it. But here's the first clip. I'm not sure where this is from. Oh, this is talking about the power of media influence and censorship, which kind of contributes to the one of the, you know, the bigger issues that we're having now.
It had blacklisted search terms like cancer cures. Why is Google deciding what people can and cannot search for?
What was once an efficient tool for navigating the world of information is now a network for global surveillance, data collection, and social engineering.
Talking about Google.
Now let's take a look at a few of the most commonly used fact checkers, beginning with Snopes. The husband and wife duo of David and Barbara Mickelson founded Snopes.com in 1995. They have no journalism background or training whatsoever. They built their fact-checking empire by using Google as their primary verifying source. The Mickelsons divorced in 2015. Barbara sued David for embezzling money that he allegedly spent on prostitutes, as well as a lavish honeymoon with his new wife, who worked as an escort in Las Vegas before joining the Snopes cast of characters. In 2017, David Mickelson's new business partners filed a lawsuit accusing Mickelson of multiple counts of fraud and embezzlement. Snopes proclaimed to be the internet's go-to source for discerning what is true and what is total nonsense. Yet one glance at their history of fact-free checking tells another story. When Dr. Mikovits claimed she was arrested without a warrant and jailed without a charge, Snopes rated her statement false. Had they bothered to explore the arrest documents, they would have seen that indeed there was neither a warrant nor signatures to officiate a charge, a fact that I confirmed with members of Dr. Mikovits' legal team.
Was there a search warrant?
No.
And was she ever charged?
No. Never charged with a crime.
100% correct. Judy has never been charged with any crime.
Facebook's fact-checking arm, PolitiFact, is owned by the Poynter Institute, which has received substantial funding from big pharma allies such as Google and the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. Like Snopes, PolitiFact has a history of misleading the public. In late January of 2019, PolitiFact, Snopes, and FactCheck.org raced to squash the notion that coronavirus and its treatments were patented. They reviewed only 3 of the 4,452 publicly available patents, which unmistakably show that SARS coronavirus detection and treatment had been widely patented by both the public and private sectors.
Facebook's founder pledged to the WHO, saying they would remove false claims and block exploitative ads.
They're working with the World Health Organization and with the NHS, so they have a hotline, if you like, from those official sources.
Wikipedia is the go-to destination for introductions to people, places, and things. Even the all-knowing Amazon Alexa calls on this digital encyclopedia.
Alexa, who is Dr. Judy Mikovits?
According to Wikipedia, Judy Ann Mikovits is a former American research scientist who is known for her discredited medical claims. She has been described as an anti-vaccination activist and a promoter of conspiracy theories, and has been accused of scientific misconduct.
Wikipedia is supported by the Wikimedia Foundation, a nonprofit parent organization with a long history of politically tied funders. Many named, many anonymous. What exactly does a Wikipedia donor receive in exchange for their generosity? What began as an unbiased, open source platform is now weaponized to undermine the work and reputation of anyone deemed a threat to its stakeholders. And once they smear you, they lock you out for making corrections to your own bio. In summary, most independent fact checkers are neither independent nor factual. Simply put, they are political spin machines.
And so what they have done is they've decided that there's an approved narrative. If it is in line with the CDC's public pronouncements, and if it's in line with the World Health Organization public pronouncements, it is presumed to be correct. I don't have to remind many Americans that the Center for Disease Control was the one that said you should use DDT in your home.
Wow, DDT. Sounds like a wrestling move. But yeah, Google and all the other giants out there has a lot of control over what you're supposed to research. It's very interesting. But what about this DDT that they're talking about? Let's see. Let's continue on.
Used right, it is absolutely harmless to humans and animals. Remember the name, DDT. It spells certain death.
A scientific panel today reported that pesticides may indeed represent a grave threat to mankind.
Remember the swine flu scare of 1976? That was the year the U.S. government told us all that swine flu could turn out to be a killer, and Washington decided that every man, woman, and child in the nation should get a shot to prevent a nationwide outbreak, a pandemic. Well, 46 million of us obediently took the shot.
Did anyone ever come to you and say, there's the possibility of neurological damage if you get into a mass immunization program?
No.
No one ever did?
No. I can't believe that they would say that they did not know that there were neurological illnesses associated with influenza vaccination. That simply is not true. We did know that.
And he's lying.
I guess you would have to make that assumption.
Then why does this report from your own agency list neurological complications as a possibility? You didn't feel it was necessary to tell the American people that information.
Dr. Sensor's CDC also helped create the advertising to get the public to take the shot.
The vaccines are safe, so roll up your sleeve.
And now Americans are claiming damages from Uncle Sam amounting to $3.5 billion. By far the greatest number of the claims, 2/3 of them, are for neurological damage or even death.
There are serious concerns tonight about how well the CDC controls dangerous germs at its own labs after yet another safety lapse.
For the third time in a month, the CDC acknowledged deadly pathogens were handled incorrectly in government labs.
That CDC is the CDC that allegedly is looking out for your public health. When we start with the assumption that the official dogma has to be the objective standard, then what fact checkers look for is a piece of published media that confirms the statement made by that particular organization. And then debunkers and conspiracy theorist blower uppers come in and say, we're going to make this thing clearly the scam that it is. every media outlet that is in the public media right now has planted evidence, and they have re-ranked pages. So if you look today at face mask wearing, and if you look today at social distancing studies, you will see the studies that used to be number one, number two, number three on the pages of PageRank search don't exist anymore. And what is there are studies that wind up having headlines that support the common narrative.
You're going to be hearing more about advanced guidelines.
Because if you can keep people from assembling, guess what they're not talking about? They're not talking about the issues of the campaign. If you can keep people in their homes, the only source of information that you can have is what you curate for them. Now I know how to target my electorate. They're in the only place I allow them to be, being fed the only message I'm allowing them to hear through a media that I control.
That makes perfect sense to me. I don't know. You're bottlenecking information like that. But before we move on, I want to say thank you everybody for tuning in and listening and sharing and liking. I greatly appreciate it. And this should be a good time to go on a little break. And we'll be right back.
Hey, listen, you. You're not listening to Ralph Foyoung podcast when he's live on Podbean. There's something seriously wrong with you. You got to get yourself checked out. Go ask Dr. Fauci.
Hey, do you want to get a heads up on your future? Do you need some spiritual healing? Do you want to know how to heal yourself from the inside and out? Well, go check out wholeeshift.com. That's W-H-O-L-E, another E, S-H-I-F-T.com. And get your reading today by Poetic, a renowned Reiki healer. Go check her out at wholeeshift.com. And with the holidays starting to come around, you can give that as a gift card to anybody for the holidays. That's wholeeshift.com.
Oh shit. Ron Voyage is in the house. What's up, Ron?
Don't get upset and throw your cup of coffee at the wall. Call in. Let us know your opinion.
Say thank you everybody for tuning in. We're back. I'm going to continue on this these clips from the documentary Plandemic. And please bear with me and my voice, that voice box. Hope you're doing good, Ron Voyage. Ron Voyage is an independent wrestler. Hopefully he's doing all right, but let's continue on.
You know, we didn't simulate this. We didn't practice.
On behalf of our partners in the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation.
So both the health policies and economic policies, we find ourselves in uncharted territory.
Event 201 was not the first scripted exercise to prophesize the future with astonishing accuracy. Leaders of global health and business have been seeding reality with fictional scenarios for several decades.
The scenario obviously is fictional.
1 year prior to Event 201, many of the same sponsors, hosts, and actors came together to produce a tabletop pandemic simulation for a fictional virus they branded Clade X.
1 year to produce a vaccine for this is too long.
We should have stockpiled, we didn't, but we're going to have to look at that vaccine question to see if we can speed up the delivery.
And if we do not have the public with us, we're in big trouble.
In 2010, the Rockefeller Foundation released a 54-page document called Scenarios for the Future of Technology and International Development. Page 18 features the pandemic scenario, lockstep, a world of tighter top-down government control and authoritarian leadership, with limited innovation and growing citizen pushback. China's government was not the only one that took extreme measures to protect its citizens from risk and exposure. During the pandemic, national leaders around the world flexed their authority and imposed airtight rules and restrictions, from the mandatory wearing of face masks to body temperature checks at the entries to communal spaces like train stations and supermarkets. Even after the pandemic faded, this more authoritarian control and oversight of citizens and their activities stuck and even intensified.
We are living in a time where leadership, unfortunately, is compromised. And by that I mean that individuals are placed in power for their ability to be influenced, not their merits of leadership. Nothing could be clearer than the leadership of the World Health Organization.
The World Health Organization is the institution granted exclusive power to guide and protect the health and wellness of humanity. The WHO is sustained by private donations, the bulk of which are made by pharmaceutical and biotech corporations who have a vested financial interest in the organization's support. In 2017, the Associated Press reported that the WHO routinely spends about $200 million a year on travel expenses, more than what it spends to fight some of the biggest problems in public health, including AIDS, tuberculosis, and malaria combined.
Damn, bitch.
The WHO's repeated issuing of inaccurate and bad advice is not merely the result of incompetence, but rather the direct result of the Communist Party of China deliberately buying out WHO's leadership.
On the nomination of the executive board, appoints Dr. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus as Director General of the World Health.
The appointment to the organization's highest position was controversial, given that in his previous role as Ethiopia's health minister, Tedros was accused of covering up three major health epidemics.
Tedros is no stranger to controversy. As a former minister of health in Ethiopia, he has been accused of an alleged cover-up of three possible cholera epidemics.
Prior to his appointment, Tedros was a high-ranking member of the Tigray People's Liberation Front, a brutal and corrupt political group responsible for crimes against humanity, including bombings, kidnappings, tortures, and killings. How does a man with such a controversial past score the top position at the world's most influential health organization?
I'm a Terminator.
I have known Bill and Melinda for many, many years now.
While serving as Ethiopia's health minister, Tedros became intimately intertwined with both the Gates Foundation and the Clinton Foundation.
The health minister of Ethiopia, one of the ablest public servants I ever worked with.
With the backing of the two most powerful foundations on earth and the full support of the Communist Party of China, Tedros was a shoo-in.
We will have many body bags in front of us if we don't behave.
Trust me, I'm a Terminator.
This is some corrupt people in the World Health Organization. That's pretty crazy. And of course, being backed by the Clintons, yeah, but rest assured there's going to be some dead bodies. So everybody, thank you for joining. I hope you guys are doing well. If you guys know Poetic from the holyshift.com has had her baby, a beautiful baby girl. So please show your support. Get yourself a reading and give her your best wishes. So go to holyshift.com. That's holyshift.com. That baby is beautiful, man. She is mad cute. Mad cute. So, I'm going to continue on. Like I said, you can watch the documentary on your own. You can go to the Discord server, Coffee with RW. Click on the morning show channel, and it should be there. And it will be on the description of this podcast. And if you haven't downloaded WESN, what are you waiting for? Go to your Google Play Store or Apple Store and download WESN, my internet radio station. We are live there now, I hope. And we're live on the Podbean app. So if you haven't downloaded those two apps, please do so. And share the podcast wherever you get your podcast, whether it be Google or Apple. All right. Let us continue on.
You know, we didn't see.
There we go.
If you have the power to immediately fix whatever's wrong with our current medical system, where would you start?
Conflicts of interest. About 40 or 50 years ago, pharmaceutical CEOs actually went to jail if they knowingly sold a bad product and concealed information about the problems with that product. Since then, all they have done is paid fines. And so selling a product and concealing information about it is okay because paying the fine is considered the cost of doing business. How did the pharmaceutical industry come to capture the rest of the medical industry? And it's because they had so much money to bribe the NIH, the CDC, the FDA, the professional associations, you know, the journals, the medical schools, and everyone else.
Around the same time that John D. Rockefeller seized U.S. media, he also hijacked U.S. medicine. When it was discovered that drugs could be produced from petroleum, America's top oil mogul ordered his army of propagandists to invert reality accordingly. Medicines used for thousands of years were suddenly classified as alternative, while the new, petroleum-based, highly addictive, and patentable drugs were declared the gold standard. After buying the German pharmaceutical company that manufactured chemicals of war for Adolf Hitler, Rockefeller leveraged his political influence by pressing Congress to declare natural healing modalities unscientific quackery. Rockefeller then took control of the American Medical Association and began offering massive grants to top medical schools under the mandate that only his approved curriculum be taught. Any mention of the healing powers of herbs, plants, and diet was erased from most medical textbooks. Doctors and professors who objected to Rockefeller's plan were crucified by the media, removed from the AMA, and stripped of their license to teach and practice medicine. Those who dared to speak out were arrested and jailed. When evidence began to emerge that petroleum-based medicines were causing cancer, Mr. Rockefeller founded the American Cancer Society, through which he suppressed that information. John D. Rockefeller is duly credited as the founder of the pharmaceutical industry and the reason that medical error is currently the third leading cause of death in America. This is not an indictment against doctors. More than anyone, they are under the stranglehold of the single largest lobbying power in Washington. Every year, the pharmaceutical industry spends at least twice the amount as Big Oil to influence laws, policies, and public perception. Thanks to Mr. Rockefeller, the architect of American monopolies, no industry has more power over our lives than Big Pharma.
Part of the
That makes a lot of sense. What's going on, Nida? As you can hear, I'm perfectly healthy right now. I hope you're doing well. So they made it out so that, and you can see it today while they're blocking natural, you know, more natural remedies to fight COVID, you know, other treatments, they're stopping that. So the forcing of vaccinations, they're making you dependent on them They're making you very dependent on them, boosting their profit margin. What's going on, John? As you can tell, I'm a little sick. But anyway, let us continue on. This is clips of Plandemic. You can find it in the description box of the podcast and on my Discord server. Let's continue.
A vaccine for COVID-19. But are we being sold a lie? After all, COVID-19 is the seventh coronavirus to strike mankind, and we've never found a vaccine for any of them.
The shortest time anybody's ever found a vaccine against any disease that I'm familiar with is about 7 years. The average time is 20. To be talking about a magic bullet coming in months, it borders on the absurd.
People like myself and Tony Fauci are saying 18 months.
A year to a year and a half.
If everything went perfectly, we could do slightly better than that. But there will be a trade-off. We'll have less safety testing than we typically would have. And so governments will have to decide, you know, do they indemnify the companies and really say, let's go out with this?
Something that people should know about COVID-19 vaccines is they fall today under the PREP Act, which came into being after 9/11 and after an anthrax scare. And this law gives virtually blanket liability protection. It's basically impossible to get any kind of compensation if you're injured. So people need to understand that if you take COVID-19 vaccines, you are absolutely on your own. If you're permanently injured, if you lose your job, if your healthcare expenses go through the roof, tough luck.
Volunteers all across the country began getting shots today as part of the final phase of testing for an experimental vaccine being developed by the NIH and the drug company Moderna. The side effects for the Moderna vaccine sound concerning. We looked. After the second dose, at least 80% of participants experienced a systemic side effect. So, are these vaccines safe?
Well, the FDA, not being pressured, will look hard at that. The FDA is the gold standard of regulators, and their current guidance on this, if they stick with that, is very, very appropriate. The side effects were not super severe. That is, it didn't cause permanent health problems for the things there. They, you know, Moderna did have to go with a fairly high dose. And so, to get the antibodies.
This isn't a vaccine story. This is a population management story. If your goal is to make this beautiful earth that we live on an exclusive playground for the entitled few, then populations that get in the way are a problem. And it is the empirical impulses of individuals who have decided that by outranking the rest of humanity, they can dictate upon humanity the conditions of their existence.
Now we need to go and look in families to find those people who may be sick and remove them and isolate them.
This bill enables the police to enter a home without a warrant. Madam Speaker, the police have never held that power.
We will find out who lives in the house.
If it's someone that is refusing, we will definitely consult with our health officer to look into the next steps.
So the sheriff's department and the health department showed up at her door with orders for her and her husband to wear ankle monitors. The couple says they never denied self-quarantining.
You will no longer be able to leave home. Only one person will be able to go shopping once per day. Recreational activity is now no longer allowed. You will be allowed to have 1 hour of exercise no further than 5 kilometers from your home.
Are you serious? Just for not having a mask? For no mask, are you serious?
We will shut you down. We will cite you. And if we need to, we will arrest you and we will take you to jail.
You know the old expression about snitches? Well, in this case, snitches get rewards.
Some people are ratting their neighbors out, calling the police, but others are turning to the internet, where social distance shaming has gotten ugly.
in a time of crisis, trying to force compliance upon a population by making neighbors and friends distrust one another is exactly the opposite tactic we actually need.
When human societies lose their freedom, it's not usually because tyrants have taken it away. It's usually because people willingly surrender their freedom in return for protection against some external threat. That's what I fear we are seeing now.
This is a cognitive dissonant moment, which is being imprinted in your brain, just like remember the Great Depression, remember 9/11.
Weapons of mass destruction.
We are being conditioned to have the excuse for unbelievable acts of tyranny, which will be justified by remember 2020.
Chill out, dickwad.
And your loved ones, those that die, those that are infected, they're being used as cannon fodder, which is the ultimate desecration of their honor and integrity. And this is also a test of humanity to see how much of our liberty we will let go before we finally draw the line under enough.
Benjamin Rush, a signer of the Declaration of Independence, stated, unless we put medical freedom into the Constitution, a time will come when medicine will organize into an undercover dictatorship to restrict the art of healing to one class of men and deny equal privileges to others. That time is now.
Well, this won't be the last pandemic that we face. So we, you know, we'll have to prepare for the next one. That, you know, I'd say is, will get attention this time. Mm-hmm.
And those are the clips. I do strongly recommend everybody to go listen and watch it. I was trying to do like a viewing party on Discord, but you know, technology and all. But I do recommend everybody to give it a watch, give it a listen. A lot of good, useful information. I'm Batman. Yeah, I'm very, very, very sick right now. Well, not very sick. It's just my voice. You know, I feel okay. But I do recommend everybody to listen to it or watch it. And it's very informative. This was something that I thought was happening too at one point. There was one episode, if anybody remembers that show, Parks and Recreation. There was an episode where they had to simulate a plandemic or whatever it was. And it just reminds me of that. It's crazy. We are not a free people. No, unfortunately, I think we've been given the illusion that we're free. But really, now they're having excuses to show us how much, you know, how much control they can have over us. Of course, there's people protesting in New York now, which I'm happy about. There was a lot of protests happening in New York. Of course, France, you know, all across the world. They were protesting. At one point, I was like, why is it that every other country but America has had the balls to protest their government? You know, where we, this country, kind of is like, we relish in the fact that we're free, right? Supposedly. But yet, not a lot of people are putting in the effort to keep the freedoms they have. And supposedly, yeah. And it is weird, you know. But anyway, I recommend if you guys have the opportunity tomorrow in New Jersey and Virginia, there is an election. Do your best to show up, bring people with you, show up and vote, do your duty as a free individual, despite what you may think in terms of how maybe they might rig an election, maybe they won't, maybe it's legit. Eliminate that from your mind and just go and put in your two cents. Put in your two cents and hopefully it makes a difference. I just hope that when we choose and vote for a change, that it becomes actual change and not just switching out one body with the next and it being the same shit. So, on a lighter note, I do want to say I've been having lots of fun being on TikTok. That shit really eats up my time now. I need to be weaned out of TikTok. Not just mentioning like the half naked ladies that be on there, but just the funny content and the patriotism there. It can take a lot of time. And I've been sending videos to people that might be getting annoying, but I'm like, yo, this is funny. Watch this. And even though that's working for the man, but hey, many half naked ladies. Yeah. Yeah. John, you're on TikTok too, right? You TikTok addict? Yes, I am. It'll die out eventually, but right now, since it's new, it's taking up my time. I'm trying to get to know how to use it. So if you're seeing a lot of messages from me, that's just me figuring it out. And of course, I think there's some funny stuff. There's this one guy in there that knows how to like the way he cooks, like some shit that it's funny. I might have sent it to you, John. I'm not sure. But I'm going to take some calls if anybody wants to call in. The phone lines are open. I'm not going to go over the 2 hours today because, I can't pull it off. But I wanted to get this information out there. Make sure to watch Plandemic, the documentary. The link is in the description of the podcast, along with everything else. I'm going to be picking up a hoodie from Redbubble. I hope you guys do too. Since it is cold out there, it is hoodie weather. So I'm going to try and do that. Hey, Ralph, can you say, where's Falcone? Where are they? Where are they? Yeah. I'm Batman. Where are they? I made my latest video on TikTok. I said at the end, I was like, I sound like a blues guy. But yeah. These people just show you that they're willing to believe in good. Yeah. You're going to make me want to watch that movie now. I don't know anything about a tip jar. You can support me either. I don't know. Just sharing the show. Appreciate it. If nobody wants to call in, then I want to say thank you guys for tuning in. Make sure to go check out the Old Man's podcast later on today. and check out all the other great shows on the WESN Epic Strategies Network app. I kind of sound like Robert Kennedy Jr. right now. Oh, and by the way, I think they're trying to hold a worldwide walkout on the 2nd of November. It's probably tomorrow. A worldwide walkout. I believe, I don't know if it's like kids' medical health or something like that, but they're trying to do that. So if you're a part of that, be safe out there. Don't let anybody get to you. And protest and voice your opinions. And make sure to download the WESN Epic Strategies Network app on your Google Play Store or Apple Store. And download Podbeam and join us on the Podbeam Live section. And wherever you get your podcast, the Ralph William Podcast, give us a review, a like, and a share. Give us, let us know how we're doing. And and we have Redbubble. You can go to epicstrategiesnetwork.com and click on the little links there if you want to get something from Redbubble. I greatly appreciate it. And thank you all for joining me. I greatly appreciate it. I hope you have a good morning. And shout out to those in the chat. And shout out to you, the listener right now, that's listening. Make sure to spread the information. The more you know, the better we are. Thank you, Brina. I hope, hopefully this won't last. But then again, if it's making you ladies feel a certain type of way, I might have to try and keep this. Thank you, Knight. I appreciate you. How's your trip, Knight? Are you still traveling? Or you hunkering down somewhere? Yes. All right. Be safe out there. Be safe out there. Batman, stop face diving in the wrong cave. That's a good point, says Lou Rock. Stop face diving in the wrong cave. Well, there you go. Well, thank you, everybody, for joining. Remember, go get yourself a nice cup of coffee. The prices of coffee are moving up, and maybe the supply chain of coffee is going to be going down. So stock up and get yourself a nice good cup of coffee. All right. Muchos besos. Con cuidado. Be safe out there. Remember, stay humble, stay hungry, and you'll always be blessed. Take care. Peace.
Hey, does anybody want coffee? Who wants coffee? I just made a fresh pot of coffee. Does anybody want coffee?
Coffee with RW.
The station that makes you hate all stations. WESN. Epic Strategies Network.